What do you associate with a Czech Christmas? Carp and potato salad, maybe? Advent wreath, perhaps, or maybe those festive markets selling mulled wine and gingerbread? Well, now there is a new exhibition which aims to present some of the Czech Republic's slightly less well-known Christmas traditions, namely the festive customs of the country's minorities. The exhibition entitled Rozličný čas Vánoční, or Various Christmas Traditions, has just opened and Rosie Johnston has been to see it.
Christmas Traditions shows the ways in which minority groups living in the Czech Republic celebrate Christmas. Its curator, Hanna Beranková, gave me a tour.
The Czech Republic's Hungarian minorities celebrate Christmas much as Czechs do, but there is one notable difference, namely that Hungarians decorate their Christmas table with a bundle of corn. That is something that other Slavic nations do too, but at Easter time. So that's the biggest difference between a Hungarian and a Czech Christmas.
Takže tady bych podotkla na tento největší rozdíl.
From the Hungarian display, with its pretty red and white embroidery and its Christmas decorations made out of walnut shells, onto the Russian stand, which boasts a gleaming set of painted wooden shot glasses and a mirror. Hanna Beranková explains.
Tak v ruské expozici opravdu uvidíte zrcadlo a je to z toho důvodu, že...
You find a mirror in the Russian display case because unmarried Russian women believe that if they look for a long time into a mirror on Christmas Eve, then they will catch a glimpse of their future husband.
Že za chvíli v tomto zrcadle uvidí svého budoucího ženicha.
Despite the sizable American and English expat communities living in the Czech Republic today, neither group is represented at the exhibition. I asked Mrs. Beranková about her selection procedure.
Vybrali jsme to podle toho, pokud tyto menšiny žijí na území České republiky.
We chose minorities which have been living on Czech soil for several generations. We chose ethnic groups which had historic roots here. So that meant that we included the German minority, which up until recent times was relatively large here. And then we chose the biggest minorities living in the country today, Slovaks, Ukrainians, Russians and Polish. We included the Jewish minority for the traditional place that they occupied in Czech society, and of course we represented the Roma too.
No a nesmíme zapomenout na menšinu romskou.
The Slovak display consists of one nativity scene, which wouldn't look out of place in any Czech home. Is there really any difference between a Czech and Slovak Christmas?
Slovenské Vánoce, dalo by se říci, že se od českých v mnohem neliší.
Slovak Christmas is not all that unlike Czech Christmas, but then it is important to add that Slovak Christmas traditions vary from region to region, and this exhibition doesn't aim to show every single regional variation upon Christmas traditions, because obviously there are hundreds of them, even here in the Czech Republic, between this town and that. These small differences didn't matter to us so much because, after all, the essence of Christmas is the same all over.
The exhibition is on at the Hruzanský Palác in Prague's Malá Strana, and catch it while you can because it only lasts until Thursday, December the 20th.
Just a reminder, you're listening to Radio Prague.